Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey, let's start by asking you about the bill you sent to the president's desk, which will allow the town of Canton to operate two dams to allow access to locally produced clean energy. This is the kind of thing that a congressperson really can make a difference in.
Absolutely, and I'm very proud that the very first bill that I introduced in Congress passed a couple of days ago with overwhelming bipartisan support, and it's headed to the president's desk. The bill is the Collinsville Renewable Energy Promotion Act, and it's going to allow the town of Canton to operate two small, currently inactive hydropower dams to produce locally produced power. It's pretty exciting, and it's actually an interesting insight into the historic history of the Farmington Valley. It was an axe factory. It was an axe factory built in the 1700s and 1800s and powered by water power. So it's a scenic part of the central downtown, such as it is, of Canton. And the town is looking to put these two little dams back into play. They could power up to 1,500 houses. And actually, they've got a really interesting economic development project, which is hoping to tie this in. So it's a win-win. Clean energy, renewable energy, locally produced, and we hope jobs that are going to be created for the community right around it.
So take us into the sausage factory and tell us how you got it done. In other words, we keep hearing stories about lack of cooperation. Now you have you're a fairly new congresswoman and you get this thing passed. How did you do it?
Well, you do it by working well, playing well in the sandbox. You work well with others. And I have found, because I spend a lot of time at home listening with folks, hearing about their problems, finding out how I can actually help problem solving in my communities. So I go to committee chairmen and I explain what I'm trying to do and ask them about what are the big issues in their own communities. And frequently, when they understand that you're actually trying to do something, not to make a big name for yourself or grab a headline, but actually just to solve problems for folks at home, pretty much everybody I've met in Washington thinks at core that they're a public servant, and they're trying to help people and improve people's lives in some way. And so when you approach it that way, not saying, I need a win for my party, I need to win, you need to lose, it's amazing how much more you can get done when you go and just say, let's solve some problems. Here's a little thing that would really help this community that I represent. Can you help me out here?
Except that, just to play the devil's advocate for a moment, except that your district is somewhat competitive, we know that, and every time they do anything for you, they are basically saying, okay, this is going to be another arrow in their quiver.
Well, there was some discussion about whether I would be allowed to do this, given that it would be helpful. But you know what? The town of Canton has a Republican first selectman, Dick Barlow, who's been working hard for this for a long time. I made very sure to let people know that this was going to help this wonderful Republican first selectman who's been working very hard. And at the end of the day, remind folks, we're here to help solve people's problems. This is a concrete step that will help this community, and we've got to start working together to help move this country forward.
Elizabeth Estey, in terms of clean energy, which we hear a lot of talk about, this is a specific, rather small step, but it does have legs, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it ties into a number of the other initiatives I've been working on. Recently, we introduced a Green Bank Act at the federal level. That's something the state of Connecticut has been one of the leaders in the country on helping leverage private dollars through some matching of taxpayer dollars. And in fact, in Connecticut, we've got a 10-to-1 leverage. For every taxpayer dollar, we are leveraging 10 private sector dollars to finance, whether it's efficiency projects or solar energy panels, all kinds of good things that both create jobs right now and also help reduce our dependence on oil in dangerous parts of the world, and develop technology that we, in our part of the country, are real leaders on. So it has long-term implications for climate change. It has important national security implications. And frankly, it's good for our economy.
So I want to go to another important subject, and that is gun reform. Of course, you've had terrible, terrible tragedy in Connecticut and the district. You had an amendment supporting federal background checks, which passed with bipartisan support, and that's the first action on guns in Congress since Sandy Hook. How'd you get that done?
Well, the same approach I take to everything is approach individuals as individuals. We made all kinds of phone calls to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to urge them to support this amendment to put $19.5 million to ensure that the National Instant Criminal Background Check System has the funds to actually operate. And, you know, if we're going to pass laws, we need to make sure to fund them so that they'll actually work. So I literally stood on the floor of the House at the door. So when my colleagues were coming in, I stopped every Republican I knew. And one, I'll tell you, a colleague who's on the rail committee with me in transportation, came to the door. He had his card in his hand, and he was kind of hesitating, looking up at the voting board, thinking about what he was going to do. And I said, Jeff, stop. You can do this. You know, the NRA is not opposing it. It is the right thing for your district. We need to help families and children everywhere and have better gun safety in this country. This is something you can do. It'll make a difference. Don't, you know, you can do this. Vote the right way.
Did you have to talk to the NRA people before this all
there was
came
a
back?
Lot of discussion. The chairman of our task force had that conversation. And again, I will say, historically, the NRA has supported the background checks. They have not more recently on our efforts to make sure that they are broad enough to encompass all gun sales, which they should. That's an important part of our federal bill, which we still need to push for. But they have historically always said that they supported the system that is in place, and this is making sure it has enough funding.
And do you have any real hope that we'll end this insanity?
Well, I'll tell you, I have hope because I have a great deal of faith in the American people. American democracy is a vital living thing. It's not a them business. It's an us business. And I'll tell you, I meet with particularly women all the time, folks who come to Washington in my district. I'm asked to speak other places in the country on this issue. And people feel very strongly that we can and must do better. And if you think, it's a very imperfect analogy, but if you think about the impact that Mothers Against Drunk Driving had, mm-hmm. to change the laws, to change accepted practices, to make it unacceptable to drink and drive, to toughen the laws around that, to work on technology and things like ignition locks for people who are inebriated. I mean, all kinds of different things happened to dramatically, in fact, reduce the number of deaths we have in automobiles. And that came about by a combination of citizen activism and leadership in Congress and technological change and improvements. And I think all of those pieces are going to matter. All of those pieces are
going to
matter.
And being on the right side of the issue.
And being on the right side. It always helps being on the right side of the issue. And I think saving lives is always on the right side of the issue.
Right. Do you hear from, and we only have a minute, but do you hear from gun control people in the district who are unhappy with your leadership on this?
Well, I certainly hear from folks on multiple sides of pretty much every issue. I have a very very vocal, engaged, and active district. There's a lot of misinformation out there, I have to say, that has been spread in part by some of the gun rights groups that have really misrepresented some of the efforts that we're engaged in. But I'll tell you, there are so many common sense efforts that we can take. Criminal background check systems for every gun sale is common sense and will save lives. So will stopping straw purchasing. So will stop illegal trafficking in weapons. It is something, in fact, that we are seeing in New England with a regrettably thriving gun for heroin trade in New England. So if you've heard a lot about the issues we've been having with heroin, that's now gotten involved in the illegal gun trade as well.
So, Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, we will start with that the next time because it's a fascinating subject. We've got a lot of things I want to talk to you about. So thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. You speak so well. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.